Welcome now to the midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and this being the last week of August, it's almost as sure as the night and the day and fireflies and the dog days and all that, that the Token Creek Chamber Music Festival will be swinging into action, and that means John Harbison. And welcome back to the midday.
If it's the dog days, I'm here.
Well, you're doggedly pursuing this chamber music festival and every year for how many, 23 or something like that?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Years out there at Token Creek near Madison, you have been providing this wonderful smorgasbord of music ranging from Bach to jazz, and it's actually, in a way, not that big a stretch because the way I hear Bach performed out there sounds so improvised. It sounds so fresh and new that
believe
that
me,
has that effect.
It is improvised in many ways.
inevitably. Yeah. There's a degree of that. Yeah. But is the similar variety offering this year?
We think so. We have three events. The first one this weekend, a Saturday, Sunday afternoon, which celebrates the restoration of the Little Trout Stream, which runs out into Token Creek. It hadn't for a century. And we, on our own initiative, decided that it should. And that's an exciting event. And thematically, really, I think our first real thematic concerts, we're doing a lot of things about water. Starting with Auf dem Strom, on the Brook by Schubert.
Perfect.
With the horn obbligato, and going on to Goethe texts having to do with man and nature. Peace of Mind, which has actually to do with sounds, the sounds of nature more than the water. A great Bach cantata about baptism and its permeation of all things.
You really have thought this through.
We've really gone into it, yes. We're deep into it this time. And a Bach concerto. And the Bach concerto, of course, is the only one that is untexted. So we'll have to just imagine, does it have anything to do with water?
Sure. Well, I'm sure that's a possibility.
And then we have guests coming. The Second City Music from Chicago is bringing a program mainly of English viol consort songs with Nathan Medley singing, a new piece of mine that I wrote on commission from William Wortman. And then that's a Tuesday evening next. And then a final concert on Friday, unusually for us, Friday evening and Sunday. Two pieces, but they're both big. The Schöne Müllerin, the song cycle of Schubert.
And okay, that has to do with a stream also.
And right? Inevitably, yes, it sure does in a very peculiar way.
that's right.
And the Trout, inevitably.
The Trout Quintet.
The Trout Quintet.
Great Schubert. Work by Schubert, yeah.
So there's a lot of Schubert and a lot of Bach, and quite a heady celebration, I think, of this ecological event.
Well, speaking of Bach, which we've done a couple of times now, from previous Token Creek performance, you have this collection of Bach, a couple of Brandenburgs, and then a couple of other solo instrument and orchestra performances, including the Violin Concerto in A Minor.
Yes, and so since we're completing our Bach Concerto, Violin Concerto cycle this year, I'd like to hear a little bit today from the A Minor Concerto slow movement. Rosemary Harbison's playing the solo part, and we're doing it with solo strings, as we will be on this concert this weekend.
Thank you.
can't give you all of it right now, but we'll give you, as we say, a smorgasbord this afternoon during the midday of some Token Creek Chamber Music Festival performances, and that one was of the Bach Violin Concerto in A Minor that we sampled there. Before I forget, there's a website that will tie together all of these dates that John Harbison and I are throwing out your way for this annual event. It's www.tokencreekfestival.org, and there you can see in print the whole big picture of which concerts happen when. Are you doing, did you say you're going to be doing any jazz this year? Or?
No jazz. Mm-hmm. We gave jazz a big send-off a couple years ago. Uh-huh. We brought the MIT Vocal Jazz Choir out.
Sure.
And did Harry Warren songs far into the night a number of times. And it seemed like a fitting conclusion to what was a 10-year cycle.
Very popular cycle.
Very popular, yeah. And a lot of fun, and many great excursions into the great pop writers of the great theater era. And we felt like it was a kind of concluded cycle. And we're very big into trying to conclude cycles. mm-hmm. Some will never get there because they're too large.
They're just big cycles. Yeah.
Right. But some of them are going on this summer. The Schubert song cycle, Die Schöne Müllerin, is obviously one of those two very great, really in some ways never matched, great song cycles for tenor. Characteristic kind of tenor that's, I think, very hard to find. And we have such a tenor, I think, this summer. It's a kind of baritonal tenor that needs a real low register.
Right,
needs very special,
some gravitas, don't
special
you,
voice that Schubert seemed to have written these pieces for. And we know who it was, a gentleman named Mr. Vogler.
Yes.
William Haidt is coming out to perform with Kayo Iwama, who's often his colleague, in this repertoire, and I thought we ought to hear a little bit of William Haidt singing in another repertoire, one in which he's very often involved. This is a recording of the Handel Triumph of Time and Truth. He's in the role of Time, and it's from Part 2. It's a wonderful title, actually. It's But a Headlong Blunder is what we're going to hear. A little recitative and aria from Triumph of Time and Truth with Aston Magna, William Haidt.
If you've seen quite enough of pseudo-pleasures, enchanted seeming scenes, I will now reveal Echo, the theater of truth. Observe, please, and watch most carefully. See her, whose proper name is Truth. Note well, she's unadorned, and yet she's ravishing. Bedecked in purest wine, see how serenely she faces eternal sunlight, and how she inspects that mirror which to sensitive eyes and to the human mind reflects the false as false, the true as true.
Sampling of some Handel there.
Yep.
That was good.
William Haidt.
Clear English lyrics, and I can hear him doing Die Schöne Müllerin and with the lyrical power that it takes to pull off that cycle, which tells a whole story. That's the idea behind a song cycle.
That Schubert voice is a pretty rare item, and For various obvious reasons, he's done a lot of performances of these pieces, and we're very lucky to have him.
And there is Harbison, as you mentioned, on the program, which, of course, is something we would expect from this Token Creek Chamber Music Festival each year. And in this case, are the Motetti going to be featured, or is it another work?
It's Motetti, only one book. It's a very large piece of 50 minutes, so this will be a short segment thereof. And we have a recording by the singer who is going to be singing on this occasion, Maggie Lattimore. This recording is a version for instrumental ensemble. At this concert, it will be the original version, which is with piano only, and Molly Morkowski will be playing. But we can hear Maggie Lattimore performing the last song of Book 4 of Motetti with Collage Boston. David Hoos is conducting.
Sample from John Harbison's Motetti, and he is here with us to share, as he does each year at this time, the offerings of the latest Token Creek Chamber Music Festival, which takes place, guess where? Token Creek, not too far from Madison, right on off of Highway 19 there, in a barn.
Correct.
Not just any barn, a very nicely fitted out barn.
It has a little stage, and if people who haven't been there before, it's a close encounter with the music.
And the surrounding nature, as you point out.
Exactly. And people are going to, this year, I think, be looking out from the balcony to see, you can actually see it from there, the new meandering course of the trout stream reaching again, as it hasn't for a century, the Token Creek.
There's a lot of nice geography out that way. You follow that creek through the park and all that.
Indeed,
it's been very nicely restored, much of it. We mentioned Schubert, and of course, big doses of Schubert this year, the Schönemüllerin, which is about a 50-minute or so, or maybe a little longer.
Yeah, no kidding.
Ends, by the way, with a wonderful lullaby, too.
Well, it's wonderful in many ways, except, of course, that the poor gentleman has taken his own life.
Yeah, it's a kind of a permanent lullaby.
Yeah. It is, in some ways, a more tragic piece than the Winterreise, which is the other big song cycle. And it has the dialogue in which the hero is talking to the brook.
Yes, that's right.
And the brook talks back to him and gives him advice, sometimes good, sometimes bad. An amazing, cycle about delusion and passion and delusion. Perfect subject for this composer. Who himself was such a social misfit, thought of himself as someone unfitted for deep human relations, and then spoke about them in his music probably more deeply than anyone in history.
It happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Here's a bit of Schubert, again from a previous Token Creek Chamber Music Festival.
We've done a lot of Schubert at Token Creek, and these are three of the performers, Rosie Harbison, Robert Levin, and Rhonda Ryder, who have been probably most with us down through the years. And they're playing the big Schubert trio in E-flat. We'll have to put the gain up a little bit on this one because it's a recording from a very big hall. Let's hear a little bit of the beginning of the Schubert trio in E-flat major, probably the first couple of minutes of a piece that's going to go on for 55.
The son of that Mason and Hamlin. piano.
Beautiful instrument.
Yeah, and then as I pointed out, that's what we have in our studio. We get to hear that occasionally. Yeah, we feel quite lucky whenever we get a pianist in to play live during the midday. Mm-hmm. The first part of the first movement of the Schubert Trio in E-flat. And just a bit of the sound, the wonderful, always lyrical sound that you get from Franz Schubert. And you'll get a good dose of that lyricism during the Token Creek Chamber Music Festival this year with the Schönemüllerin, that song cycle, and then, of course, the big Trout Quintet. We have one more that will give you an idea of the artistry that you could sample during the festival this year.
Molly Murkowski's been with us once before, a wonderful pianist who is playing a lot of the pieces this summer, including the Trout Quintet. And she is, in this instance, playing one of the Beethoven bagatelles on her first, her sort of debut CD.
Lovely stuff, those bagatelles, aren't they?
Fabulous pieces, wonderful pieces.
Then you can hear that pianist playing Schubert and something else during the festival, or is it
Indeed,
Schubert?
She's playing the Goethe songs of Schubert.
Okay, wow.
She's playing quite a bit all the way through.
That's Molly Murkowski. And that website address, again, where you can find out all about this year's Token Creek Chamber Music Festival is at www.tokencreekfestival.org. And John Harbison, always a pleasure having you on the midday this time of year, where you know it's the end of August when John Harbison shows up.
Thank you. Delighted to be here again, Norman.
Have a great time with that festival.